welcome to the 1976 Christmas show from Radio Gemini. Another horrible Christmas day. Are we having a party this year?
No, I don't think so. We had to abandon the last one because it was so bad.
Yes, it was. Still, let's get along to the studio and see if anything's happening.
Oh, that's a good idea. We're going to have to get that door fixed, you know?
Yeah, isn't it cold in here? They must have turned the heating off.
Oh, well, look, go and set fire to those gem sheets over there.
Yeah, these T-shirts will burn well.
Oh,
well,
while you're over there, switch the equipment on, will you?
OK. Well, it all seems to be working.
Well, why don't you put a record on or something?
Okay. That sounds all right.
You made a promise, and you broke it. He could never love you like I do. Ooh, I feel so bad.
Well, as everything seems to be working all right, I think we ought to get round to making the show. Have you got the theme queued up?
Yes, ready to go.
Okay, well, take it away. That sounds a bit slow. Speed it up a bit.
Okay.
Too fast, everyone!
Sorry! and welcome to the special 1976 Radio Gemini Christmas show on 6230 kHz in the 49 meter band.
Hello, I'm Mandy.
And I'm Karen.
And we're the Gemini Girls.
Is it time for my Christmas kiss yet?
No, you dirty foul mouth!
It must be time for my New Year's kiss anyway.
Certainly is.
Well, while you're sorting your problems out, I'm going to play the first record, and it's Walking in Rhythm from the Blackbirds.
Well, there you had Walking in Rhythm from the Blackbirds. Well, you've probably gathered we're not having a party this year because we were so sick last year.
Do you mind? I'm trying to eat my Christmas pudding.
And now it's time for a photo ad.
Now available, colour photos of
Radio Norgy International Station.
Veronica!
Radio Atlantis, set them off.
Send now for our free photo lists to Radio Gemini, 6 Farmway, Bushy, Watford, Hearts in England.
A nice bit of Casey and the Pressure Group there with a number called Coming Home Baby. Well, that brings us round to fun time now on Radio Gemini. And from an LP called A Poke in the Eye, we have a sketch called The Last Supper.
Michelangelo to see the Pope. Michelangelo Buonarroti to see the Pope.
Evening, Your Grace. Evening, Michelangelo. I want to have a word with you about this Last Supper of yours. Oh, yes? I'm not happy with it.
Oh, dear. It took hours.
Not happy at all.
Do the jellies worry you?
No.
Oh, they add a bit of colour, don't they? Oh, I know, you don't like the kangaroo.
What kangaroo?
I'll alter it, no sweat.
I never saw a kangaroo.
Well, it's right in the back, but I'll paint it out, no problem. I'll make him into a disciple.
Ah.
All right now?
That's the problem.
What is?
The disciples.
Are they too Jewish? I made Judas the most Jewish.
No, it's just that there are 28 of them.
Another one would hardly notice me. So I'll make the kangaroo into a disciple. All right. We'll lose the kangaroo altogether. I don't mind. I was never completely happy with it.
That's not the point. There are 28 disciples.
Too many?
Well, of course it's too many.
Well, in a way, but I wanted to give the impression of a huge get-together, you know, a real Last Supper. Not just any old supper, but a proper final treat. A real mother of a blowout.
There were only 12 disciples at the Last Supper.
Well, supposing some of the others happened to drop by.
There were only 12 disciples altogether.
Well, maybe they'd invited some friends.
There were the 12 disciples and our Lord at the Last Supper. The Bible clearly says so.
No friends?
No friends.
Waiters?
No.
Cabaret?
No.
Well, you see, I like them. They fill out the canvas. I mean, I suppose we could lose 3 or 4 of them. You know, make 1 or 2 of them.
There were only 12 disciples.
I've got it. We'll call it the penultimate supper.
What?
There must have been one. I mean, if there was a last one, there must have been one before that, right?
Yes.
Right, so this is the penultimate supper. The Bible doesn't say how many people were there, does it?
No.
No, but there you are.
Look. The Last Supper is a significant event in the life of our Lord. The penultimate supper was not, even if they had a conjurer and a steel band. Now, I commissioned a Last Supper from you, and a Last Supper I want.
Yeah, but look.
With 12 disciples and 1 Christ.
One?
Yes. One. Now, will you please tell me what in God's name possessed you to paint this with 3 Christs in it?
It works, mate!
It does not work!
It does! It looks great! The fat one balances the 2 skinny ones!
There was only 1 saviour!
Well, I know that. Everyone knows that. But what about a bit of artistic license?
1 redeemer!
I'll tell you what you want, mate! You want a bloody photographer! Not a creative artist with some imagination!
I'll tell you what I want! I want a Last Supper with 1 Christ, 12 disciples, no kangaroos by Thursday lunch, or you don't get paid!
Bloody fascist!
Look, I'm the bloody Pope! I may not know much about art, but I know what I like!
The Last Supper sketch there from the LP, A Poke in the Eye. Well, if you'd like to send in a reception report to Radio Gemini for this special 1976 Christmas show, then you'll get a QSL card by return, and you'll hear the address to send these reception reports to during the show.
Well, thank you, Alvar Liddell. Enough of that. And it's back to the records, a golden oldie, or a Revive 45, whatever you'd like to call it. And it's from The Doors and entitled Light My Fire.
Would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
There with Light My Fire.
Radio Gemini mini posters.
Yes, miniature posters, each one depicting an offshore radio station such as
Radio Veronica
or
Wonderful Radio London.
Or even
Hallmark of Quality Britain Radio.
For a free list of these colourful mini posters, write in now to Radio Gemini, 6 Farm Way, Bushy, Watford, Hertfordshire in England.
Look who's just dropped into the Gemini studio. It's Santa Claus.
Hello, Merry Christmas to all you listeners out there in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg.
Wrong, don't you close off.
Okay.
It's Gem time again.
And this one's from Radio London.
Yes, it certainly is. And this is from July the 23rd, 1967, on 266 metres with Keith Skews.
So, thanks to offshore radio, Tom Jones is where he is today. He gave a helping hand to Tom Jones and many other artists. Well, during Radio London's first week of transmission, there were numerous records that were popular. I don't know if any of you actually heard the first week of transmissions. I've got a couple of notes down here for Rufus Thomas Do the Bird. That was very popular. Little GTO by Ronnie and the Daytonas. Well, these and other records were played, as far as we can gather, about 20 times a day. That's both the A-sides and the B-sides. And another record that Radio London kicked off, which became a national number one, went...
You to me are sweet as roses in the morning. And you to me
A soft as summer rain that don't in a bullshit. That's something rare. The sidewalks and the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountain stumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally. That's the way it's meant to be. All around, I see the purple streets of evening. And on the ground, shadows fall, and once again the miles so tenderly. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains crumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally. That's the way it's meant to be. Sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains crumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally. That's the way it's meant to be. That's the way it's meant to be. That's the way it's meant to be. That's the way.
Unit 4+2 and concrete and clay, and right up to date now with
Get a t-shirt, a gorgeous t-shirt, for 12 and 6 things from Old Big L. A lovely t-shirt, a snappy t-shirt, guarantee you get you look swell. Gorgeous colorful, black and white. For you, my dear, I said, looky here, get a t-shirt, a big L t-shirt, 12 and 6 pence for any size. A groovy t-shirt, a swinging t-shirt, and we ain't telling lies.
And remember, if you're a big yellow t-shirt, send a 12 and 6 postal order to Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London West 1. That's t-shirts, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London West 1.
Bo do de o do, bo do de o do.
I tried to track down quite a number of old charts, and the earliest I can get back is for January 65. Don't forget that Radio London went on the air Christmas 1964. I don't know if anybody's got the first week, or they heard the first week's Fab 40. I don't know if those existed, the Fab 40 existed at that particular time. But anyway, I've got the top 10 here for sort of the beginning of January 65. It's quite interesting, actually, to look back on. Number 10 was Cast Your Fate to the Wind from Sounds Orchestral. Number 9 was Downtown Pet Clark. 8, Walk Tall Val Dinikin. 7, Twinkle. Whatever happened to her? And Terry. 6, Ferry Across the Mersey with Jerry and the Pacemakers. And the top 5 was Somewhere from P.J. Proby. I Feel Fine, the Beatles. Sandy Shaw, Girl Don't Come. Number 2, Go Now from the Moody Blues. And top was Georgie Fame, Yeah Yeah.
Every evening, on my dish with a shoe, my baby, and ask her what she would do. I'm in some movies, she don't seem to be dead, and then she asks me, why don't I come to her flat and have some supper, and let the evening pass by, by making records, this is the groovy high five. I say yeah, yeah, and that's what I say yeah, yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine. She loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. And when she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah, yeah, that's what I say yeah, yeah. We'll play a melody and
the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty baby, I never need you to thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling so. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready. Don't need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say, yeah, yeah.
Top of Radio London's Fab 40 in January 1965. Yeah, yeah, Georgie Fane.
Leaving school this term, will you be looking for an interesting office job? Well, this year you'll be competing with over 100,000 other girls. The good jobs will go to the girls with a good education plus accurate typing. The best job as potential secretary will be reserved for the girls with shorthand. Can you be ready with 100 words per minute shorthand by September? Yes, the Speed Writing International Center has developed a crash course just for you. You'll learn 100 words per minute speed writing shorthand, the modern system based on the alphabet. You'll learn modern commercial practice. You'll learn how to feel at home the moment you step into any modern office. You'll learn all this not in 10 months, but in only 10 weeks. This speed writing crash course for school leavers runs through July and September. It'll give you a jet-propelled start to your career. It'll put you at the head of the queue for top jobs and top pay. So hurry, write for details to Speed Writing Crash Course, care of Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1.
19 minutes now past the hour of 10 o'clock and it's Sunday, July the 23rd. And if you've just tuned in and wonder what the dickens I'm waffling at, we're just having a sort of potted history of Radio London, looking down from the very beginning in 1964 and sort of tracing it through to the present day. The team of disc jockeys actually for 1964, when Radio London first started, were, or was, should I say, I think that's more grammatically correct, was Tony Windsor, Paul Kay, Pete Brady, Earl Richmond, Dave Dennis and Kenny Everett. And after a few months, Dave Cash joined the team. He was followed by Duncan Johnson and later Ed Stewart. We shall give you the complete list, and there are 30 DJs altogether later in the programme. Meantime, Paul Kay reminiscing as he... On the subject of programme directors, Ben Tony was the first gent who was a Radio London programme director. He's a 34-year-old Texan who'd come over from America, and he'd got lots of first-hand knowledge about stations over there and put the Fab 40, which is a formula kind of broadcasting, into operation in this country. Ben left in 1966, and Alan Keane, who is our present programme director, lives in Slough, he's sort of in charge at this very moment. When Radio London came on the air, the chief disc jockey then was an Australian. You probably know him as T.W., noted personality. He was noted probably more so than anything for his famed greeting of hello, which I can't even imitate. Anyway, Tony remained with Radio London from November 1964 right the way through until February 67 when he left the ship, and his position on board was taken over by Ed Stewart, who now currently holds the reins. In fact, he's holding them right behind me now. Say good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Good morning. Very interesting, this. I'm sitting there transfixed.
Well, you've got a couple of name checks coming up later, mate, so stick around. Good Fab 40 today, I hope, anyway.
Very good. Lots of good stuff today.
Right. Well, let's reminisce to TW's theme tune. You may have heard it before. I think I've heard it once or thrice.
The Dallas Swagman camp by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree. He sang as he watched and he waited till his belly boiled.
Okay, well, I must admit my billy hasn't boiled for ages. But that was Gem Time from Radio London from July the 23rd, 1967.
Okay, well, it's pen pal time now. We don't get very many of these to read out. We've got a letter here from John Biles of Bitton, Southampton in Hants. And he says that he'd like to correspond with anyone who's interested in his interests, which are free radio, all types of music, pop music, etc., etc. So if you'd like to drop him a line, he'll reply to you, and you never know what might happen. Anyway, his name and address is John Biles, 535 Bitton Road, Bitton, Southampton in Hant. Now, if you didn't get that, just write in to us, and we'll give you all the information.
OK, well, I hope you get a lot of replies there, John. And it's back to the records now, and one called Shannon, which I like very much, from Henry Gross.
Another day's at end. Mama says she's tired again. No one can even begin to tell her. I hardly know what to say. Tell her.
with a nice record there from Henry Gross and called Shannon. Yes, well, thank you very much, Edwin.
Just leave my name at the desk yet again, you mean?
Yes, indeed. Well, come on, what's happening now?
Well, it's getting nice and warm here in the Gemini studio, and I've got the cooker on. I'm cooking this lovely Christmas turkey.
My word, it does look like a turkey, yes.
Well, I think that was nice.
Oh, look, she's eaten it all. That was a 14-pounder.
And now, for 1976, a whole new range of Radio Gemini photons.
Yes, your chance to see in glorious colour the Gemini Christmas Party,
the Gemini Studio,
the Gemini Girls,
and many more.
So, write in immediately for full information to Radio Gemini, 6 Farm Way, Bushy, Watford, Hearts, in England.
I'm Claire.
Hello, Claire.
And I've got some Radio Gemini stickers. Have you?
Oh, God, who let her in? Anyway, hello, Claire. Will you introduce the next record for me, please?
The next record is... Sorry, I can't do, Claire.
OK, then. Well, I'd better introduce it myself.
I would do.
Yes, it's from the Doobie Brothers and it's called Listen to the Music. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Doobie Brothers there with Listen to the Music.
6, 2, 3.
Don't forget, the Radio Gemini mailing address is 6 Farm Way, Bushy, Watford, Hertfordshire in England.
Dit is Radio Gemini op 6230 kHz op de 49 meter band. Hier is Radio Gemini op 6230 kHz im 49 meter band. This is Radio Gemini on 6230 kHz in the 49 meter band.
I've got my Radio Gemini t-shirt on.
Now look, put that organ away.
Oh, sorry, it was a Christmas present.
Oh, well, I'll introduce the next record anyway, from the Bonzo Dog Band, and it's Fun Time again, and it's Don't Get Me Wrong.
Time I stop to think.
Why did you let me go?
feel the same way about you. She'd have big noses and skin like a seal.
Don't get me wrong there, from the Bonzo Dog Band. That's from their LP Let's Make Up and Be Friends from quite some time ago. Anyway, on the Radio Gemini Christmas show on 6230, it's now gem time again. And this gem's from an early Radio Caroline recording on 199 metres from about 1964 or 1965.
You'll get on famously in Ireland, so come on over just as soon as you can.
The time now is 3:10, and here's a track from Mr. Marvin Gaye. Hitchhike, yes indeed, that's the thing you've got to do these days to get anywhere. From Marvin Gaye, this is the voice of Dusty Springfield. Not mine, but hers, you get what I mean? Byfield singing his kettle call. The time is now exactly 3 o'clock. Bulova watch time. B-U-L-O-V-A. Bulova. The latest and greatest range of quality Swiss watches now at your Bulova jeweler.
The songbird could replace my wrong word, then my dear, that's the song I would borrow. And tonight you would hear the saddest song of the year, and you'd be mine once again.
Certainly brought back memories there listening to that old recording. That was from Radio Caroline on 199 metres.
You're a wee gem. Memories?
Yes, we all have our memories, but these tend to fade with time.
Revive your offshore memories with Gemini Gem Sheets.
These Gemini Gem Sheets are A4 size and contain copies of numerous newspaper articles from the past 10 years of offshore radio.
Read, for example, how Caroline closed in 1968, R&I began in 1971, and hundreds of other interesting and sometimes amusing articles.
Right now, for full details of this offer of a lifetime, to Radio Gemini, 6 Farm Way, Bushy, Watford, Hearts, in England.
Whew, it's getting hot in this Radio Gemini studio.
Yeah, I think we've put too many T-shirts and gem sheets on the fire, actually, so while I'm introducing the next record, I think you ought to dampen it down a bit.
OK, I'll do it now.
OK, well, the next record is from David Ruffin, and it's called Walk Away From Love.
Come on, come on.
Well, there it goes. That was Walk Away From Love by David Ruffin.
Cool, I'm getting a bit worried. It's so hot in here. If it gets any hotter, it's going to trip the fire alarm. I told you so. I told you so. Look, that pile of gems has caught fire.
Look out. It's next to that box of fireworks. My God, the Brunellovac's gone up.
Look, the fire brigade's arrived. Let's save some equipment.
Okay, chuck those Revoxes out the window.
Microphone's next.